Support for KPLU's studio sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work, August 15th and 16th, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers demonstrating their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at Shack, SCHACK.org.
We are all at attention today for a live studio session performance from the 56th Army Band Jazz Combo from Joint Base Lewis McChord. Jazz has a long tradition of legendary players with military backgrounds, from pianist Willie the Lion Smith to John Coltrane, Dave Brubeck, and many more. Today's band, led by First Sergeant Teal Warren, who will also be playing bass on the third tune today, includes Specialist Garen Williams at the drums, Specialist Ben Bergmark at the piano, Sergeant Nicholas Crozati at bass and guitar, Sergeant Matt Zettelmoyer on saxophone, and Sergeant Steve Kilpatrick at the trombone. Please welcome, on behalf of Lieutenant General Stephen R. Lanza, First Corps Commander, the 56th Army Band Jazz Combo. It's the 56th Army Jazz Band Combo live in the studios here at KPLU. Let's start with a question about how you get into this band. I'd love to hear from Sergeant Nicholas Crozati, who's mean bass work on that last song. We'll also hear him on guitar in a bit. Nicholas, how did you get into the 56th Army Band?
Well, you know, it's a funny story. I was a freelance musician traveling around the East Coast playing a lot of gigs, and I got to be 31 years old, and I really had no kind of direction. My life was kind of just, I was kind of getting by. Mm-hmm. So I decided to join the Army Band. I found out about it from a friend, and it's been a really great experience. I went to basic training at 31, which was pretty difficult, but I got through it, and I couldn't be happier. It was a great choice for me.
Fantastic. Garen Williams back on the bass, or back on the drum kit. Love to hear how you got into the band. Were you playing drums as a kid? How did it get to the jazz level for you?
I started playing drums. I guess I got my first toy drum set at around the age of 8. Then I got a real one in 8th grade and started playing classically, played through high school, through college. And I didn't really get into jazz until about junior year of high school, and then seriously got into it in college. I actually graduated college and joined a touring rock band. Of course, we had a nasty breakup, and you know, I was scrolling through Facebook, and I actually saw my high school section leader's picture on Facebook, and he was in an Army uniform sitting behind a drum set, and I was like, That sounds better than teaching kids all day when they don't pay you for their lessons. So I joined the Army that way.
Fantastic. First Sergeant Teal Warren, our band leader today, I'd love to ask you a little bit about, I guess, well-traveled is an understatement for this band. You hear jazz musicians around the world, and I'd love to hear your impression of what the international jazz scene is like.
It is amazing. I was recently on tour in Armenia, and we were thinking that the people there would, you know, would appreciate our jazz. We played for them, and we were invited to a nightclub. There was a guy who played piano and owned his own club. And so we were prepared to sit in and play with these guys. So we were sitting in the audience, and they started playing. And he said, "Oh, okay, guys, come on up." And everybody looked at each other like, "I'm not going up there with those guys." They were amazing musicians. They take jazz to another level. We appreciate it. We love it. But they've taken it, and they embrace jazz, really, the Europeans.
Fantastic. Another question here on saxophone, Sergeant Matt Zettelmoyer. Tell me a little bit about the material that this band plays. That was not a Gershwin tune, but I imagine are playing some standards and also some original tunes. Is that right?
Sure. So in the Army Band, the jazz combo has many functions, and we do different events. We'll do dining ins for officers and things, and we play a lot of the standard American songbook.
Sure.
But we take the opportunity for really cool things like this and jazz festivals. We have the fortune to have a couple composers in the group. And the first song was an original composition by Stephen Kirkpatrick, our trombone player, Sergeant Kirkpatrick. The next song is also an original composition by piano player Josh DiStefano, who will be joining us in September at our unit. And we really try to push original compositions. And even if we do standards, we'll write our own arrangements, and we'll really try to be creative with the whole process. We spend most of our rehearsal time kind of cooking up new music, you know, trying to push it forward. So
terrific. I would love to ask the composer of that last tune, Sergeant Steve Kirkpatrick, where did you get the inspiration for that tune called Ego?
Okay, so I'm going to read this right off the page here. this original composition, one of the three parts of the psychic apparatus from Freud's structural model of the psyche, the ego, is the actual organized realistic part that mediates between the desires of the id and the superego. I think ultimately as musicians, it's a lifelong journey for us, and just being humble is the kind of way to go. So actually this tune is about the removal of ego.
Fantastic. Let's hear another tune from the band live in the KPLU studios, the 56th Army Band Jazz Combo from joint bass Lewis McCord. Take it away, fellas. Thank you. Fantastic. 56th Army Band Jazz Combo live in the studios here at KPLU. That one called 15-Day Dream, written in the Middle East on service with these guys. I would love to talk to specialist Ben Bergmark, our pianist here. Now, the Jazz Combo, just one of many bands, not only with the 56th Army Band, but one of many bands featuring members from this group, right?
Yes. So all of us also perform in the ceremonial group. So if you see us like marching down a street doing mm-hmm. a parade, or we're doing a change of command. But then we also have a rock band. We also have a brass band that plays a lot of traditional, but then also a lot of contemporary music as well. And we have a couple brass quintets, one that's going to Australia for July 4th to help. There's this joint... like military meeting over in Australia, and they're getting to go serve over there.
I wonder if playing in the different groups affects the way you play in other groups. For instance, when you're doing a marching band thing, you don't want too much of the jazz coming out, right?
No. No one wants to want to hear that swing on the cymbals too much when I'm doing a march. But it definitely opens your ears up in a different way.
Right on. I've got a question for Sergeant Matt Zettelmoyer. What's the scene like at a typical practice session for the jazz band? Are you guys pushing each other's musical limits or focusing on more ensemble playing? Or, as we've understood, is it a lot of composing that's going on too?
Sure, yeah. So we have two-hour sessions a week. And, you know, of course, we can meet outside of that if we want, but that's what our unit has allotted us. Mm-hmm. So what I do... as kind of like the rehearsal leader, I'll let them know what we're going to do on Tuesday, meet Tuesday and Wednesday. So over the weekend, they can figure out what they need to figure out for themselves. Whenever we get into rehearsal, it's all about getting the head and the arrangement together, making sure it's super tight. And then when we solo, I remember I made a comment. I was like, guys, like, we're by ourselves in this room. Just try something crazy, change the comp, you know, do wild things to try to, you know, it's okay to fail and like all this kind of stuff. So we really try to push the boundaries, and just it's a good way to bond too, because sometimes I'll intentionally play something silly and everyone's sort of laughing or something, you know, just to get the mojo going and the chemistry and everything, you know. So
right on. For First Sergeant Teal Warren, how difficult is it to get into the band? What's the audition process like? And is it a limit of, hey, we've only got room for one sax player, or we need a trumpet player, we need to find somebody to play trumpet?
It's it used to be a lot easier. Now it's more competitive. Mm-hmm. We're taking the best of the best. And so based on what we need, if we need a bass player and five bass players audition, the top bassist, if we just need one, the top bassist will get that slot. The rest of them will be put on hold or waiting list. Mm-hmm. And, it's a competitive field right now.
And Sergeant Warren, First Sergeant Warren, I don't often see your band on the calendar for Tula's or Jazz Alley, but I'm sure there's a lot of jazz fans around the Northwest who'd love to see you guys live. How would they be able to track you down?
We have a Facebook page, the 56th Army Band Facebook. You can look us up there, and you can like us, and all of our events or gigs are on there as well, including the marching band gigs, as well as the jazz combo. So, yeah, if just look us up, and we'll be happy to make friends with you.
Right on. Let's hear another song. We're going to get into a Miles Davis number right now with the 56th Army Band Jazz Combo live on KPLU. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.